and welcome back to my new podcast, Travel with Leonie. Today we are talking about New Zealand, and therefore I have a special guest. Her name is Lena, and she lived there for 15 years and have a big knowledge about the country.
Hello.
So now we have talked enough about her, we skip to the interesting part. Can you tell me a few facts about the island?
Yes, of course. As you have said before, and it was absolutely correct, New Zealand is an island. Even though Auckland is the largest city, Wellington is the capital. Furthermore, is Auckland one of the most popular cities in New Zealand. There are three official languages: English, Maori, and the New Zealand Sign Language.
Which languages of them can you speak? All of them?
No, just one, and that's English.
Okay.
Can you estimate how many people live there?
Oh, that's a difficult question. Maybe 20 million?
No, actually it's only 5,136,680.
Wow, that's
scant. Yeah. Now I would like to explain the geography about the country. The island country is situated in the southwestern Pacific Ocean.
Oh, wait for a moment. I have read in the newspaper that New Zealand is located near the center of the water hemisphere, isn't it?
Yes, that's true. Besides, it consists of two main landmasses, North and South Island, with over 700 smaller islands.
I am pretty sure that the South Island is the largest of New Zealand.
Yes, of course. Do you know what's really crazy?
No, what?
The generally warmest temperatures are in January, with on average 20 degrees.
What? Really? And in July?
10 degrees.
That's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine what the Maori is?
No, actually I have never heard of them. But they could be special people. Maybe someone like an Indian?
Almost. The Maori are the aborigines of New Zealand. Before we talked about their geography, you asked me which language I can speak. I said English, but I can say one word in Maori too, and that's Aotearoa. Do you know which meaning this word has?
Today you ask me very difficult questions, but I have an assumption. We are talking today about a particular country, and because of this reason, it means New Zealand.
Oh, you're really clever.
Oh, thank you. But what about the Pacifica? I have seen this festival in the news. What do you know about this?
It's a non-Maori Pacific Islands themed festival of the Polynesian people. This festival is one of the world's largest.
Oh, that's so interesting. One day I will visit this festival in New Zealand. But I'm so scared of the dangerous animals.
No, there's just one potential fatal animal, and that's the katipo spider.
Okay, that sounds scary.
But there are also wonderful and rarely cetaceans like whales and dolphins. Other animals are fur seals and reptiles like skinks, which are kind of lizards. Some of them are so unique that they have been called living fossils. Last but not least, there's the most famous bird in New Zealand, the kiwi.
What? Kiwi? I know kiwi as a fruit and not as a bird. So that's just one dangerous animal. Yeah, that's okay. On which place I have to go if I want to see fur seals and dolphins?
Let me think. The best place to see them is the north coast of New Zealand. To everyone who's listening to this podcast, there are so many breathtaking locations which you can visit if you go to New Zealand. These are glacier, hilly landscapes, volcanoes, scenic sandy beaches. In addition, the highest peak called Auraki is located in the Southern Alps.
What is the height of the mountain?
It's 3,724 meters.
You say something about volcanoes. Where can you find them?
The North Island is less mountainous but marked by volcanism. The highly active Taupo volcanic zone has formed a large volcanic plateau.
Have you ever been to the lake Taupo? Everyone say it is beautiful.
Yes, this lake is magical and you have to see it once in your life. Other activities you can do are mountain biking, bungee jumping, skydiving, canyon wings, jet boating and rafting.
Wow, that sounds great! But what about people who don't want to do these activities or are afraid of them?
They could go on a sightseeing tour, make a boat trip to see pod whales and dolphins, or gain insights into the culture of Maori. For people who love the ocean, is swimming with the dolphins an unforgettable adventure. Believe me.
Yes, I believe you. When you're sitting on a boat, nothing is around you, only the water. And then you see the dolphins, you jump into the water, dive and discover the colorful coral reef. Wow! Okay guys, that's already the end. I hope you like and enjoy it. Write me on Instagram if you have ever been to New Zealand and tell me stories about the trip. Or maybe the next holidays will be in New Zealand. At least, thank you Lena that you had time for us.
You're welcome. It was really great. Thanks for the invitation. Bye.
Bye guys.